Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Now, Meg, you found out something interesting right before we came back here into the second hour. Can you share that with our listeners? I thought that was amusing.
Yeah, somebody posted on a Facebook thing that an anagram for Osama bin Laden is Lob Da Man in Sea.
Now, an anagram, for those who are not aware, that's where you rearrange the letters in a word to form a different word.
Yeah.
Or in this case, a series of words. So that's fun stuff.
That's a cute one.
All right. 800-259-9231. We're talking about, well, last hour we had Ty call in, and he brought up the idea that government is legitimized in a lot of people's minds with this story that they're told that's repeated endlessly, that we are the government. If you don't like what they do, you can just vote to change things because you're the government. You're in control. You can run for office. You can have as much control over the government as you want because you are the government. You just have to get a bunch of people to agree with you. And there's this big story that's told, and we have done this, and we have killed Osama bin Laden, and we are in Afghanistan, and we are occupying 700 military bases in over 130 countries, or you say now almost 1,000 military bases.
So, yeah, that's what I've seen.
A bunch.
And that we are doing this, and we are the government, etc. And it's constantly, and even those of us on this program who know better will still catch ourselves saying we in these circumstances. Mark, I heard you do it at least once tonight, a couple times last night, but you've been catching yourself, which is great. You've said it, but then you'll stop and you'll kind of backtrack a moment. You'll say,
I don't
government.
Want anything to do with this botched up mess. I mean, I just don't want my name attached to this mess that is this Osama bin Laden assassination, which we've apparently the State Department, or excuse me, the White House is admitting to at this point.
So Steve writes in here talking about his viewpoint about pantheism, and I am a fan of that particular viewpoint. I like it. He points out that essentially it means that everything is God, that as he says, I am God and you are God and his dog is God and Hitler was God and Gandhi was God and etc. And that is a viewpoint that I subscribe to. But he points out, and this is something that I had to consider as well when I was considering this viewpoint, is, well, when I was going through the Libertarian Party and all that and kind of getting involved in the ideas of liberty, no longer involved with the Libertarian Party for good reason, but when I was getting involved into the ideas of liberty, this is, you're an individual. You are you and you own you, and it's a very individualistic movement. And then to come across the ideas that everything is one can be a little, I don't know, it seems a little contradictory at the same time. It really
is. It's a very individualist movement as far as the ideas of liberty, but the ideas that I have from a spiritual level are, they're very unified. And I think that the presupposition that is the faulty presupposition here is that we're all one, so we should obey what other people tell us to do is wrong. I think that the message that we get from, whatever spiritual guidance we get, whether it's the universe or God or Jesus or whatever you get, it comes from the inside. It doesn't come from the outside.
That's where your guidance system is.
Yeah. If what is coming to you from the outside is contrary to what you're getting from the inside, that it could just as likely be something faulty from someone else's flesh as opposed from their spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's also good to just keep in the old science regulate of for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And that happens, in regular life, too. And so we are all connected because everything we do will have a reaction.
There's that, but then also kind of like at a molecular or quantum level or science is really starting to show some interesting things, at least my understanding of what I believe the science
to be. I could just get lost in days on string theory stuff.
Yeah.
It's insane, and it makes so much sense, but it's still, I don't know, unattainable by the human mind.
So one of the difficult parts of looking at this idea that we're all one, this pantheistic belief, and of course Dale would point out that panentheism is not just the belief that we're all God, but also that everything else is God, too. Everything that, is non-existent. All that is metaphysical is God. And I think that kind of, that definition exists within pantheism, but if you want to call it panentheism, whatever, we're splitting hairs at that point. But the one of the issues that presented itself to me was that, well, if we're all one, then are we really responsible for the things that others do? I mean, the Hitler example. If Hitler was God, does that make all of us responsible for Hitler? And I think the answer there is no. Clearly, we know that we're individuals. That is the part of the, you know, the grand illusion that that we're all playing in here, and that we get the choice. We get the ability to make choices, and we decide things for ourselves. It doesn't mean that we're responsible individually for what the Jeffrey Dahmers of the world choose to do. And that was something that I kind of had to overcome. But Steve continues as to his viewpoint on pantheism and the apparent contradiction or dichotomy between the idea that we are an individual, yet we're also all connected.
But I think that there are lessons to be had here, not just in from pantheism, but from all kinds of religions. You know, Christianity, many people will use, I think it's Romans 8. Certainly you shouldn't take your Bible quotations from me. But the one that says that your leadership comes, that God institutes governments to be over you and that kind of, and it's basically the same kind of idea that somehow the spiritual vortex, God, whether, you know, whatever it is, God puts other humans over you and you should listen to them because they're God's instruments. That's essentially...
Of course a human's going to say that, right?
Right. Obviously a human's going to say that and they're going to quote that. But, I mean, you really have to ask yourself, is everybody in the government then over you? Is that, do you have to obey the janitors? Has God placed them over you too? If God places people in power, then didn't he place Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Hitler, Mussolini? I mean, you pick your religious leader. If you can pop one of them out of the equation, you could say God didn't place that person in the equation, then you've got a faulty equation.
So.
And also, you know, also, if you believe that God did put Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin, these guys in power, then
you
maybe your picture of God's messed up.
Yeah, you got a bad God there.
So in order for the universe society to function, according to Steve, and for us to grow, and I believe eventually reach the ultimate truth, we have to trust that all the parts of God, that is the universe, are perfect. It is the use of violence and force which distorts the body of God, the universe, and society, and keeps us away from the ultimate truth and the greater good. Libertarianism or voluntarism is the ultimate leap of faith. It's the belief that we can be trusted, and that we don't need to be fixed by the moral elite. It's the belief that the whole will be better and healthier when the parts are free to act independently in the absence of fear, coercion, and violence. Status do not believe in the whole. They believe in themselves. Statism is the complete denial of trust and faith in the whole, while being sold as the embodiment of compassion. Statism is the ultimate lie.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
I thought it was great stuff. So wanted to thank Steve for sending that in. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about whatever your religious standpoint is on the ideas of pantheism, I think that for me it was a really... For me, it was a really important step to take, because I used to be very, you know, individual-oriented, self-focused, and I still am. Obviously, we can't not be self-focused. We have to take care of ourselves. In order to take care of others, you have to be, you have to take care of yourself. In order to give money to somebody else, you have to have money to give. In order to give assistance to someone else, you have to have the knowledge and the ability and the skill to apply yourself in those ways. But to look at things from a much larger perspective beyond just that I am an individual and that is the end of it, I think it's important for people in this movement. Because a lot of people in the Liberty Movement can easily be kind of pegged into this category of, oh, well, you don't care about anyone else. Whether they really do or not, that's not true. That's not my issue. It's how they speak. It's the terms in which they use. And it usually comes from more the people who come from the conservative side. They speak in these terms that they just want to keep all their money. You know, that they just want to be left alone.
And I'm not sure that fits very well into the liberty movement that I'm familiar with, that I've seen in my life. What I do think it fits to is a certain class of people that, you know, you just kind of hear about, and I don't know. I think that there are people out there that want to use the ideas of liberty and the idea, maybe Republican ideas, just to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll say it when we come back.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Make notes, so don't forget. 800-259-9231. We'll get more from Meg and your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. And also, speaking of religion, a couple guys were arrested for reading the Bible out in front of the DMV. We'll explain what happened to them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those. including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. Also, validated videos work as well. It basically proves that they are indeed listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can go learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com, download their free tools there that they have for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary and watch the free videos. Then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the Free Talk Live pull-down menu when you check out just to let them know you heard it here, jurisdictionary.com.
We're talking about the pantheism, the idea that we're all one, this kind of universal belief that the universe is God. And, Meg, I don't even know if you subscribe to that particular belief system.
I don't really subscribe to any belief system when it comes to that, just because it's so hard to prove anything, and for me it just has to be like scientific, some sort of measurable truth, and I haven't seen it yet. Not saying it's not true, I'm just saying I haven't seen it yet. I haven't particularly been searching.
I think there are some scientific things that are pointing to some very interesting facts about how reality, what reality actually is.
Yeah, and that's why I said I've been really interested in the whole string theory concept and everything that goes around that.
But there was something you wanted to comment upon regarding this whole topic, I think.
Oh, it was just Mark said something about like people not liking it, the selfish feeling that people get from the liberty community. And I think coming from the
some people in the liberty community.
From the liberal point of view, I mean, when you have the buzzwords or catchphrases or whatever from the liberty standpoint, a lot of them can sound very selfish because you're never acknowledging the compassion that comes with these things. And so for a lot of people, when they hear, like, hey, leave me alone, don't steal my money, stuff like that, all they think is, oh, these rich people want to keep their money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand all the compassionate parts that come with it. And so for me, like, that's what I've been really trying to push to people, is show them the more compassionate angles of this belief system.
I think it's really important.
Yeah. Because so many people don't get it.
Right. Especially when you're talking to people that might consider themselves as liberal or liberal-leaning or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're talking to those folks, you've got to speak in their language. I mean, if you're talking to a conservative, then you've got to speak their language, too. When you're dealing with conservatives, you want to talk in terms of fiscal responsibility and you know, low taxes and stuff like that. But with liberals, you absolutely have to couch things in compassionate terms.
Yeah, because they think themselves high and mighty because they care about people more.
They're so compassionate, they're willing to force their compassion on others.
Yes.
And that's
so compassionate that they're willing to spend other people's money on their own concerns.
Yeah, because if they didn't, you wouldn't. So these people would die, right?
That's the idea.
So they'd have you believe.
I was talking to one once that said, my God, we need the food pyramid because people won't know what to eat. I mean, really?
They're all vegan anyway.
1-800-259-9231. You take control. Go to the phones and the fun. Adam, listening in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to discuss the so-called gateway drug.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the gateway drug?
Which one are you referring to?
Sugar.
Sugar, okay.
Yes, it comes in those fancy little packages that children are lent to purchase and see on the low shelves where they can reach it. It's actually the probably the where drug abuse and drug use begins in our lives. It's not marijuana. You might even think it might be Ritalin, but no, it's definitely sugar, I think.
Hmm. Now, what do you
make the case?
Okay, yeah. What are you suggesting that it leads toward?
Well, it leads towards wasting your money on things you don't need, things that are going to disappear and give you a funny little feeling for a while, make you forget about any problems you had at school or at home, and it's gone before you know it. And that becomes a habit later in life, a pattern that we repeat. I'm not suggesting we put warning labels on it or ban it. If you've seen a Canadian pack of cigarettes, you see some pretty awful images on them.
Yeah,
are we going to
have
pictures of diabetic children with amputated limbs on candy? No. The real anti-drug is parents, moms, fathers, and anyone to whom a child looks up. You are the anti-drug, and I just want to put it out there that you need to know the truth about drugs to keep kids away from them, because then they know they're not getting the truth, and there's only one way for them to find it.
But I don't want to keep my kids away from drugs.
Yeah, I don't want to vilify drugs. They're not all bad.
That's right. And people have no choice but to vilify drugs because they're afraid of what they don't know, moms and fathers who don't know it for the truth. They can find it at arrowid.org. And if they go to mapinc.org, M-A-P-I-N-C, they can learn a lot about the propaganda. I feel that these two resources combined can help you know when, why, and how you're being lied to, and when, why, and how to use the truth.
Excellent suggestion. Thank you, Adam in Canada. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. I would want my kids, if I had them, and I don't, but I would want them to know that drugs can be useful. I would want them to know that drugs can be dangerous. I would want them to know that if they're going to choose to use drugs, whichever drugs they're choosing, and some are better than others, in my opinion, that if they're going to use drugs, that they need to do them safely because there's a significant risk factor involved in a number of them, especially since we're dealing with a black market where risks are increased as a result of prohibition. And I would want my kids to know all about prohibition, and I would want them to approach drug use from a responsible viewpoint rather than a thou shalt not perspective. Because I believe that the thou shalt not perspective simply results in the opposite occurring, and when the opposite occurs, it tends to occur in an irresponsible manner rather than a responsible manner. And if you care about your kids, then you would want them to think responsible things regarding drugs, I would hope.
You know, I was thinking about this regarding sugar. He was talking about that, and you can take the same tact with sugar. You know, the sort of the thou shalt not tact is going to cause the kid to binge when they get an opportunity. And as Jack...
I used to hide my candy as I was walking down the hallway from my parents, try to, you know, kind of palm it or put it under my shirt. Sometimes they caught me.
Were you not supposed to have candy?
Yeah, after a certain time of, you know, night or whatever, like, there was, I was just trying to smuggle it, basically.
I see.
Oh, I'm a fat kid. I found ways.
I never had any kind of prohibitions on candy at all as a child, and I eat candy now. So clearly letting me eat as much candy as I want wasn't helpful. I want my son to have the opportunity to say no or yes to foods rather than sort of getting imprinted on bad foods early. But as time goes by, you have to get better and better at this. He's got the next door neighbor who, you know, likes to give kids candy. He's, you know, just nice older guy. And, you know, kids run across candy. The neighbor kids have candy and, you know, he runs across candy. Mm-hmm. And he has a sweet tooth. He already, you know, my wife's got this, you know, organic tapioca pudding or something like that. He wants that every day. When it comes to even
tapioca pudding is good.
Mother's milk is sweet.
Meg says no, you don't like
no,
that tapioca pudding?
Fish eyes can glue.
There's little jelly ball things in
there. I like the
that.
Texture of it. I think it's interesting.
Ew.
It's much more interesting than regular pudding.
I like that Orbitz drink that has those jelly balls floating in it.
That's weird. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control here. I know you had a point or something, Mark, and maybe we'll get to it.
Kids, sugar, how do you keep it away from them?
Yeah, right? 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just make sure they don't eat too much and they brush their teeth, right? That's what's the most important about that. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Arrested for reading the Bible? Coming up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free. Dial in 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the news updates list. You can follow it via email, Facebook, Twitter, news.freetalklive.com. In fact, sent out an update here tonight, or this afternoon, about the new listening option for those of you with smartphones. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, and there's now a link to the new TuneIn software that has been released, I think, fairly recently from the website that was formerly known as Radio Time, where we've been listed for a long time. It's one of the streams that one can listen to. It's a website that kind of tracks all the different radio station streams and radio show streams out there. And Free Talk Live has been up there on their site for a while, but they've rebranded. They got the new domain name, TuneIn.com, which I think sounds a little better than Radio Time. And so they launched a mobile platform on, like, every single possible operating system out there. So whether you've got BlackBerry, whether you've got Apple, Android, Windows,
Palm
as well.
Oh, my goodness.
They've got
dusted off the old stuff and put a Palm app out there.
Yeah, they've got software that will allow you to listen to the Free Talk Live stream. So I figured that was pretty cool, so I put it up there on the mobile site. Go see it and download if you'd like at m.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value will only grow with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue here. In fact, I haven't checked the Bitcoin prices in a little while. I kind of was keeping an eye on it, and their website, unfortunately, is down right now. But the last time I looked, Bitcoins were over $2, $2 per Bitcoin. And about a month before that, or a month and a half before that, they were under a dollar. So
yeah, they were like 67 cents when I checked a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they've tripled in value in just the last few weeks.
I've also heard, though, that PayPal has started shutting down people's accounts there for using Bitcoin for illegal purposes.
There has been some documentation of this.
Wait a minute. How would PayPal know if you're using Bitcoins?
It has something to do with switching them out for, using PayPal to switch them out. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to. I was hoping.
Yeah, I haven't really.
I was hoping somebody who understands Bitcoins a little better than I would call in.
I would like to know more about this because Bitcoins are anonymous. So how is it that PayPal is knowing anything about what you're using your Bitcoins for?
I'm not quite sure how it happened, but I know that it did happen. So.
No, it's not about you using what they're using them for. It's that you're using them.
So using Bitcoin at all, they're saying that if you use
PayPal, competition.
So the suggestion being that if you're sending somebody PayPal to buy Bitcoins from them, that's what they're disagreeing with?
I think that some of the major ones, people are doing it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's continue here. Maybe if you've got more, you can fill us in. But otherwise, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Let's talk to Nick. Listening in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hi. Speaking of Malum Prohibitum, I've got a little story that shows just how bad the state is getting about regulating every little aspect of behavior.
Okay, sure.
On a message board I go to talk about video games, I had one of my posts deleted by a moderator for the reason that I was discussing illegal activity, because in it I thanked someone for pointing me to a cheat program which allows me to get more out of my single-player games on a particular console. So apparently, cheating in video games is now illegal. Now, I had no intention of using this cheat program in an online game, which is what people are usually concerned about. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of an online player at all. But even if I did, why would that be illegal? Since when did video game companies get to write laws? Even if it violates the terms of service, breach of contract is not a crime.
Well, it's an interesting claim, but I mean, do they actually have anything to back that up? I mean, it's just a moderator on a forum saying that, right? I mean, is there actually anything you can point to that just...
Well, no, there's a famous lawsuit. There's this guy who jailbreaked his PS3 and he got sued by Sony over it. I think his online handle is Geohot. I don't know what his real name is.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you're right about that. There have been examples where people who have modified the hardware of their video game systems have successfully been, I don't know if they were sued or if the state just came after them, but some sort of hammer did come down on folks that have essentially modded PlayStations and other game systems. That's a stretch from saying that it's illegal to run cheating software on a single-player game. I mean, I'm not saying that they won't go there someday.
Custom firmware is illegal. So even modifying the software is illegal. Because it can ostensibly be used to aid in piracy.
Gotcha.
Is the reason.
Hmm.
So any form of unlicensed modification of your console it is illegal.
And is that what this software is that you're talking about? It's an actual firmware modification?
No, it just hacks the RAM of a game as it runs, but even that is enough because it's not officially licensed.
Nick, thanks for the call and the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's certainly taking it to the next level. I had not heard that. I certainly don't know if there's anything out there to verify that claim in particular, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's the direction things went.
Yeah.
It seems pretty unlikely that that is going to be the case, because as you pointed out, we're talking about a single-player game. There are all kinds of cheat codes for single-player games, and the programmers put those codes in there. So I guess it's okay to cheat if you use the codes provided by the programmers of the game, but if you use some sort of external software to modify the game, then that's supposedly illegal. I think that what you've got is a moderator on a forum who is not informed as to what the current legal status is.
That's illegal.
Maybe it's illegal from the forum's rules perspective, because each forum on the internet can set whatever rules they like about how people can behave and the things they can discuss. And it certainly could be possible that on that forum it is against the rules to talk about cheating in games, even if it is for a single-player game, which seems very silly and oppressive, but that's just how forums can be run.
I don't know. Does anybody else remember the Game Genie?
Yeah, I remember that thing.
That's right. That was the old, what was that for the Sega Genesis and the Nintendo?
Yeah, the only way I know how to cheat.
You would plug this Game Genie into the unit and then plug the game in on top of the cartridge, back when you had cartridges. You'd plug that in on top, and that would allow you to do essentially what he's talking about. Yeah. Essentially modify the code of the game while it's being played. So I understand it. So 1-800-259-9231. I have to say I'm a little skeptical of the claims of the random moderator who's probably 14 years old or whatever on an internet forum about gaming. But on the other hand, what Nick did say about the idea of modifying software or modifying firmware of a piece of hardware, of the PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360 or something like that, I find that very outrageous, and he's right about that. That is true. We've talked about those stories on the air where somebody might be a modifier. They might actually crack a PlayStation open and not just modify the firmware, but might modify the hardware as well, apply a mod chip to the unit to make it so you can play games that have been copied, which, of course, isn't necessarily going to be used for pirating purposes. Just because you play a game that's copied doesn't mean you don't actually own that game. Maybe you are like some sort of pristine game collector and you buy a game, take it out of its package, copy it because you're obsessed with not scratching the disc or something like that, copy the disc, put the game back in its package, store it on a shelf, and then have a book of discs in which you can just flip through and pull a disc out and pop it in your modified
PlayStation. I'd love that. I mean, I've broken more than one of those little discs. Why shouldn't I be able to copy my own game that I purchased?
Right, because Sony says you can't.
Well, plus,
and like, Sony's got lobbying power.
You get the smallest little scratch on that thing, and it never works again. So
I mean, it's not an unrealistic scenario, but yet because these mod chips can be used for piracy purposes, they essentially the use of them and also the modifying of firmware is a criminal act. That much is true.
Yeah.
From what Nick said earlier.
Like, once you purchase it, isn't it yours?
Apparently not. It's yours with the licensing agreement that says
that... What if you blow it up
that,
with fireworks?
That says that they own you.
You can do that.
Well, right.
If it destroys it, that's fine.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. As, by the way, Sony was hacked again. Their PlayStation Network hacked again before it even got back online. It's Free Talk Live.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And speaking of our website features, we've got listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You've got those. Of course, our radio stations, 95 great stations. Actually going to add a 96th here coming up tonight, KSIS. They are in Sedalia, Missouri, and they're joining us for Saturday nights for now. And then this summer, once they're able to boot their weeknight show out the door, once their contract is up, Free Talk Live will be taking over weeknights in Sedalia as well, which is pretty exciting. So welcome aboard to everybody out there. Probably give them another welcome on Saturday when they're actually listening. But you can get details on all of our stations over on the Listen page. And also satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we will take your phone calls about anything. Let's go to Alex, listening in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, Mark wanted to know more about this whole Bitcoin problem.
Yes.
that was going on.
The claim that PayPal has shut down accounts of people that were exchanging PayPal for Bitcoins, basically.
Right. So there were two services. The first was named Morpheus, and the second is named CoinPal. And they were shut down by PayPal because PayPal views Bitcoin as an e-currency, which is, I guess, against their terms of use. They're not freezing the accounts of people who use Bitcoin casually. They only did it to the exchangers who were using PayPal as an intermediary to get from FRNs to Bitcoins and vice versa.
That's unfortunate. So, That's very unfortunate because obviously PayPal is a useful internet tool, and to cut out people that are vending bitcoins or essentially being the middlemen for people that want to transfer FRNs into bitcoins is very unfortunate. I would imagine that's going to make that fairly difficult.
You would think that a libertarian, so-called like Peter Thiel, would advocate these kind of activities.
Peter Thiel is no longer in charge of PayPal. He sold it years ago.
Oh. Okay.
He sold it to eBay. I don't know if you heard that, but it was eBay that purchased PayPal.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly a libertarian operation.
Still has some influence. Yeah.
Nope.
PayPal is definitely not the bastion of freedom. But what this really underscores is the need for an alternative payment system, such as Porkloom, that people can exchange assets with. If people want to learn more about it, they can check out the Agora I.O. conference. And, just search for Porkloom, and they can learn more about alternative payment systems.
Okay, cool. Hey, thanks, Alex, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And let's go to there's no doubt that alternative currencies are very important for the future of financial stability of each of us and all of us. And so moving away from the Federal Reserve note is important, whether that's putting money in hard metals like silver and gold as a hedge against inflation, which you can do at silver.freetalklive.com, or investing in other alternatives like the Bitcoin, which I'm excited that Bitcoin is now on board as a sponsor of the show. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're interested in, and so it's a good fit for us.
So let's continue here, and let's talk to Hancock in Virginia, also on an AMP line. Hello, Hancock.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So Bitcoin, I think Alex covered really what I was calling about the two accounts that were locked. They were the primary exchangers for Bitcoins. Now, both of these people in their own blogs claim that they talked to PayPal on a number of occasions, and PayPal said, "Oh yeah, no problem. There's no problem with you doing this."
Right.
And then as soon as the price started rising, because you were talking about the price, I saw it today earlier at about $350.
Jeez.
But I actually saw it last week up to like $415.
Wow, it's incredible.
It hasn't gone up that high. So I've been watching them very closely for the past month. I sold about 100 of them for 80 cents about a month ago. Kicking myself for it.
Yeah.
So it's funny, maybe what I was calling about. Now, somebody had asked if you can play poker online for Bitcoins, and there is a website, betco.in, B-E-T-C-O.in. People can go there and just toss their Bitcoins in there. It's totally free to play.
Cool. You know, thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to share?
Nothing. That's about it.
Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. So I was thinking we're hopefully going to add a way for people to make a contribution to Free Talk Live with Bitcoins down the line, and I was looking at doing it through one of these services just because it makes it easier. Because one of the weird things about Bitcoin that people might not be used to, and I'm still not quite used to it, nor am I certain I quite understand it, is that each person on the Bitcoin network has a wallet. And the wallet is represented by this big, long string of characters.
Right.
It's a very unique string. And I don't want to give out that string. I guess I'm a little confused as to if I give out that string, couldn't someone else just access my wallet? There must be some sort of security thing that I'm missing there. But I was using this website called MTGox, mtgox.com, where you can have people send Bitcoins to an email address, which is a lot more user-friendly, right? Like if you've got Bitcoins on this MTGox system, you can just punch my email address in there and send some to me for whatever reason you need to. And then if I want to, I can take coins from my MTGox account, and I can put them in whatever Bitcoin wallet I want to. So I can have multiple wallets or whatever, and it just made it easier for me to kind of conceptualize this. But now MTGox's website is down. So right after these two sites go off the offline, MTGox is down as well. According to the Bitcoin website, they're being DDoS, which is a denial of service attack. So somebody is attacking this particular site. Maybe they're going to come back online in a little while, maybe tomorrow or in another week. I don't know when they're going to come back, but hopefully they'll come back because that's where my Bitcoins are. I mean, I had some in a Bitcoin wallet, but most of them were on this website, so that might have been a big mistake on my part. Leaving it in charge of essentially a leaving what is essentially a distributed peer-to-peer currency. I mean, that's really one of the values of Bitcoin.
Right.
There is no central PayPal.
It's supposed to be decentralized, and you were allowing it to be centralized.
To be centralized, and maybe I'm going to get spanked for that.
Yeah, maybe.
So, We're learning as we go along here at Free Talk Live with these, the world of alternative currencies. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything, but I think that Bitcoin clearly has a future ahead of it. If PayPal, you know, the world's largest transaction engine for the internet, is calling Bitcoin a currency, as was pointed out in this article that Alex linked me to, clearly it's made its name. I mean, clearly this is no longer just a geek experiment. This is no longer a proof of concept, something that, you know, some nerds have been coding and playing with and making neat websites for and just kind of showing that, hey, look what we've done.
Check MT Gox again. Apparently it's up.
Well, we'll see about that. Anyway, thanks. So as I was saying, clearly these guys have made their, and it's not up for me, they have made their mark. PayPal's looking at this as a as competition, essentially. And whether or not PayPal is operating under suggestions from their buddies in the federal government, because clearly they're friendly with them, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on their reasons for doing this, but I would say they feel threatened by Bitcoin to some extent.
Seems obvious. I mean, I it's a new alternative currency. Maybe it's catching popularity. They don't like it.
Right. And rather than embracing Bitcoin and turning themselves into the largest Bitcoin repository,
yeah, that would be amazing.
In the entire world, they've gone on the offensive and they've attacked Bitcoin people. They've attacked some of the institutions surrounding Bitcoin because they can't actually attack Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin? The guy who programs it. We met with a guy named Gavin from Amherst, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. who's like one of the primary guys in working on Bitcoin, which is an open source thing. And he says he doesn't even know who the guy is that is the creator of Bitcoin. Like there is somebody out there who came up with this concept and made it happen.
He's a guy all about privacy, though.
Right. Yeah. the guy uses a pseudonym, and nobody knows who he is. He doesn't have a whole, he doesn't have the majority of the Bitcoins. He's just the guy who programmed it. So who do you go after if you're going to sue Bitcoin? Who do you sue? There is no Bitcoin. Bitcoin's just an idea. I mean, it's really brilliant from that perspective.
That it is.
So you can take control here of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Chris is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I heard you mention earlier that you were unsure about how the whole wallet thing works, and I just wanted to offer a clarification.
Okay, please.
The way it actually works is that address that someone sends coin to is actually a hash of a public key of a key pair, and the private key is what's actually stored in your wallet. So what that means is the actual coins are stored in the entire network, so everybody's computer...
I've got a question. It's not clear to me. Can you hang through the news?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, we'll bring you back here in a moment. I'd like to get some clarification on exactly how the Bitcoin system works. It's very interesting to me. More coming up, and maybe the future of transactions online.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.